Today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Dalet. We are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliz. So the Mishnah, Ha'oimer, if somebody says, Al Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Va'al Toivi Zocher Shemecha. Or if somebody says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be remembered for all the good that you do. Moidim, moidim, or if somebody, when it comes time to say moidim in Shmoneh Esrei, he doesn't just say moidim anachnu, he says moidim, moidim, all three of these people, mishaskin oiska. We tell him to be quiet, says the Gemara. Bishlam, moidim, moidim, mishaskin oiska. I understand why if somebody says moidim, moidim, we tell him to be quiet. Mishum de mechzikish de reshuyas. The optics are terrible. It looks like he's saying moidim to two powers, moidim and moidim. Val toivi zocher shmecha nami mashma ala toiva v'loy ala ra. If somebody says, HaKadosh Baruch, you should be remembered for all the good that you do, it sounds like what he's suggesting is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good, and he also perform certain acts that are not so good, va'al toivi zocher shmecha. And that's wrong. Why? The Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah, chayiv adam levarach al ra, kishem shevarach al toiva. A person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad in his life, just like he does for the good in his life. Because we know mi pi el yoin loitetze ara. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. Kol mada ovid rachmana letav ovid. Za'al toivi zocher Rachamecha, that's also an idea of kfira. Elo, al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha. My time, but what's wrong if somebody says, al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha? Seems like a very innocent statement. It says, the Gemara pligi ba trei amirai b'marav. There was machlokes amirav in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi bar Abin, v'Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Chadama once said, b'pnei shematol kino b'maisa bereshis. Because by you saying, al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, so you're suggesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on the tzipor, on the bird. But at the same time, you're going to make all the other creations jealous. Because all the other creations are going to say, Hashem created all of us, and he singled out the tzipor. Hashem had rachmanis on the tzipor, not so much on the rest of us. Now, where do you find that Hashem had rachmanis on the tzipor? Obviously, this is a reference to a parsha in the Torah, the parsha of Shiluach Hakan, also known as Shiluach Hakein. The pasuk says in Parshas Ki Seitzik, Ki Yikari Kan Tzipor Lefanecho Baderech, if somebody is going to be traveling, and he's going to see a bird's nest. B'chol eitz, oyalo oretz, afreichem ay beitzim, v'ha'im roivetzes ala afreichem ay ala beitzim. If you see the mother on top of its children, lo yisikach ha'im ala bonim. The Torah says that if you want to take these birds, you're not allowed to take the mother together with the birds. And you can't take the birds while the mother's still there. Rather, shaleach teshalach esoeh. First you have to send the mother away. Vesabarim tikach loch. Afterwards you can take the babies. Laman yitav loch v'harach tayom. This is what's known as the parasha of Shiluach HaKan. It involves an asay and a lois asay. It says in the Torah, lois sika achoyim alabonim. That's a lois asay. And then there's a mitzvah asay. Shaleach teshalach esoeh. Vesabarim tikach loch. There's a whole parak in Shas that's dedicated, the very end of Masech Teshulin, to the halachas of Shiluach HaKan. Regardless, the spirit of Shiluach HaKan would seem to be that Hashem had rachmanis on the tzipor, and Hashem didn't want you to take the children of the tzipor while the tzipor is watching. So first shaleach teshalach esoeh, and only afterwards vesabonim tikach loch. So there's an idea of al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, where Hashem's rachamim is manifest relevant to the tzipor. Stating that, it's matal kinah b'maisa bereishis, because you don't find mitzvahs like this that relate to other creations. So maybe that's the reason, argued one of the Amayurahim in Eretz Yisrael, if somebody says, Al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha mishaskinois v'chad amar, the other Amayurah said a very big chiddush. He said, "Mivnei she'oisa midoisav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'inon el gzeirois." Because again, Al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha clearly is a reference to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. And the person who says this is suggesting that the idea, the reason, the time of the krah of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is somehow related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a rachamon, and Hashem had rachmanis on the tzipor. But the reality is that mitzvah Shiluach HaKan has nothing to do with rachmei shamayim. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is like any other mitzvah. It's a gzeira. We don't necessarily understand why we're doing what we're doing. Just like you can't eat basav v'chalav, just like you can't wear shatnez, just like there's a mitzvah of parah aduma, so too there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. It has nothing to do with rachmanis. You know why? Because what he's saying is not true. It's blasphemous. You're suggesting somehow that you understand the time of the Krah. It's not true. Says the Gemara. There was a Bal Tfilo that went to daven for the Yomid in the presence of Rabba. Va'omer, and he said as follows, Ato chasto al kan tzipor. He turns to Hashem, and he said, you had rachmanis even on the kan tzipor. Ato chus v'rachim aleinu, have rachmanis on us. I'm a Rabba. So Rabba commented, he said, kama yod ahayit sobim mirabana l'tzure l'mari. Wow, what a nice Tfilo that this Bal Tfilo composed. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya turned to his Rebbe, Rabba, and said, v'homish askenoy say tonight. What he said is good. He literally went, can I get a Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Oimer al kan tzipor yagiru rachamecha mishaskinoy. That's exactly what he said. He said, Ato chasto al kan tzipor, ato chus v'rachim aleinu. So the Gemara says, V'rabba nami, Rabba knew this. So why did he comment and say that, wow, what a nice tefillah, the chdudi l'abayi hu d'boy? Because again, Rabba was Abaya's Rebbe. And he wanted to sharpen Abaya's mind. He wanted to see if Abaya was paying attention. He wanted to see if Abaya would notice that what this yid did was actually not good. It's keneged a Mishnah. And Abaya clearly noticed. So on the topic of about tefillah, saying his own tefillah and getting it wrong, says the Gemara, there was once a Bal Tfilo who went to daven for the Amid in the presence of Rav Chanina. Amar, he said like this, so he's davening Shmoyin Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanoira, Vahadar, Vahizos, Vahayiroi, Vahachazok, Vahamitz, Vahavadai, Vahanichbod. So Rav Chanina waited until he finished, meaning he didn't interrupt him. Kisayim, when he finished his davening, Amalesi, he told him, just curious, see, Amtinu Lekuli Shvachi Demarch, that was all you were able to come up with, meaning you sat down, you figured out what other Shvachim and praises can you attribute to Hashem? So you added to what Moshe Rabbeinu said, which was Hagadol Agibu V'Anoira, and this is what you came up with. Lomali Kulei Hai, what are you doing? So he told him like this. So Anan, Hani Tlas Dominon. So Reb Chanina said, even the three that we say, Hagadol Agibu V'Anoira, Ilav Dominu Moshe Rabbeinu by Rai, had Moshe Rabbeinu not said it in the Torah, Va'otsu Anche Knesset Agdolu V'Nilu Betfilo, and the Anche Knesset Agdolu would have came and they would have made it up on their own. Le'havinu Yechayelu Memelu, we wouldn't have said it. Meaning the Anche Knesset Agdolu, who had the ability to compose tfilos, as we've spoken about from the Nefesh HaChayim and Shar Beis, and the Pnei Yeshua earlier in the Sugyas, and the Chidah in his Shailos HaTshuvas, etc., etc., etc. Even had the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, with their ability to tap into the Soid Mufla of what Tefillah is, had they told us to say HaGadol HaGibah V'Anoir Shmoyin Esrei, we wouldn't have said it. The only reason we say it is because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'at Amrit Kulei Hai, and you're going ahead on your own and you're saying this, Mashal Mad. Melech Basav Dami explained it to him. Rabbi Chanina did it with a mashal. He says, in case you don't understand what I'm trying to say, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. There was a king, Shehayilo Elef Alofim Ginrei Zav. He was a multi-billionaire. And somebody got up and he started praising the king. And he said, this king, wow, he has silver. It's an embarrassment. What do you have? So he's a billionaire. So you go ahead and this, sometimes when you mishabeach somebody, you're actually embarrassing the person. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has so much that really it should be not okay for us to say anything. The little bit that we say is simply because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and this is the Musar that Reb Chanina told this Bal Tfilo. V'omer Reb Chanina. So we mentioned one thing Reb Chanina said, we mentioned another thing Reb Chanina said, and this may be his most famous memra in Shas. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz v'yir shamayim. We have no control over anything in our lives. Bonei chayu mezoyne lab b'schus hatal yamilsa, ela b'mazal tal yamilsa. Before a person's born, most of our destiny was already set in stone. The one thing that we have 100% control over is Yiras Shamayim. If we're going to be a tzaddik, if we're going to be a rasha, this is what's known as bechira, also known as free will. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Reb Chanina said, "Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miyemach Kiim LiYira." Hashem says, "The only thing I'm asking you is Yira," meaning everything else I control. The one thing that you have power to control is Yiras Shamayim. The Gemara says, "I don't understand." Atu Yiras Shamayim Milsus Zutrasehi. It sounds like from the pasuk, "Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miyemach." Kiim, the only thing I'm asked, just Yira Shemayim. That's it. Other than that, everything's okay. Do what you want. Kiim liyira, making it sound like Yira is not a big deal. From Reb Chanina, the Gemara says, but that can't be, because Reb Chanina said, Mishum Rishum Ba'yichayil, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Tenei Skin Azov, Eloise is Yira Shemayim. So if you were able to access the safe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what you would find? You would find Yira Shemayim. It's the most precious thing. Why is it the most precious thing? It's very rare. Shedema Yira Sashem Yoyitzara. So how could the Pasuk say Ki imla yira oisi, suggesting that it's not a big deal. You see, it's a very big deal. So the Gemara says, the Gabi Moshe Milsa Zuchosi, who was talking? Who said, Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem, Hashem Alekecha Shoyal, Miyamachim Lira Oisi, Moshe Rabbeinu. So from his own perspective, it wasn't such a big deal. That's why he said it in that way. But really, it's a very big deal. It's very precious. And in fact, it's Yira Sashem, Hi Oitzor. I'm Reb Chanina, Moshe Vadim, Shuvav Akshabenu Kli Godel. And Reb Chanina, again, this is a lot of Reb Chanina explaining with a Moshe. He said there was a person that someone asked him for a kli gadol. The Yeshla, if he has it, then it's not a big deal. Even though it's a kli gadol and few people have it, but if he has it, it's doima olav ki kli katan. Katan ve'enloi, but if somebody asks somebody for a kli katan and he doesn't have it, doima olav kli gadol, it's going to be comparative to a kli gadol. Moidim, moidim, mishas kinoise. So the Mishnah again said three things that if somebody would say this during davening, mishas kinoise. The first one was, al kan sipar yagiu rachamecha. Two pshatim in the Gemara, why mishas kinoise? Number one, kino, only the tzipar. Number two, because you're suggesting that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is related to Rachmi Hashem, ain't no nelo gzeres. The Gemara said, that's also obvious. Why Meshaskin Noisoi? Because you don't only thank Hashem for the Toiv, you thank Hashem for the bad as well. And because it looks like Shtei Resur. Says the Gemara, Rab Zero, Kaloim Shema. What if somebody says Shema Shema? So it's Kaloim Moidim Moidim Dami. It's as if he said Moidim Dami. Meaning you think maybe Shema, it's a mitzvah deiraisa. You have to get every word, the pronunciation. Right, we said if somebody's medaktik when he says every word of Shema, so Mitzanin. So maybe Shema Shema is okay. The Gemara says it's not. It's Ka'imah Ma'idah Ma'idah Meisvei. For the Gemara says Shema Avikoyfle Reza Meguna. If somebody says Shema, then he says it again. It's Meguna. Okay, so we're splitting here. It's Meguna Hu Dahavi Shetuki Loi Meshaskina Loi. So again, it's bad. Mishnah says it's bad, and the Braisa says it's bad, but different type of bad. Meshaskina Loi sounds like Vishishkev. We tell him to be quiet, as opposed to Hareza Maguna sounds like it's just bad. The Gemara says, "Kasha Hada Amar Milsa Milsa Vetanila Hada Amar Psuka Psuka Vetanila Milsa Milsa," meaning he repeats every word. There, it's Maguna, but it's not Shetuke. We don't actually quiet him. If he repeats the statement, then it's Shetuke. Says the Gemara. I don't understand. If somebody said Shema, especially the first line of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you have to have Kavana. The Kavana is Ma'akev. So maybe the reason the person is saying Shema, Shema is because he didn't have proper Kavana. Meaning, Moedim, Moedim, where Kavana is not Ma'akev. Okay, Meshaskinoi, I understand. But Shema, Meshaskinoi, say, Reza Meguno, maybe this Yid is just simply trying to have Kavana. He didn't have Kavana. Amalei. So the Gemara says that Abaya told Rapapa, Chavrusei Klap Yisrael, what I hear. But when a person talks to Hashem, it's like you're talking to a friend. So literally, if the person didn't have kavana, then we're going to hit him over the head with some sort of hammer. The point that Gemara is trying to make is demamar of shach meshaske noisa, because either meshaske noisa because he's saying shema shema, it's mechsi kishte rishuyos, or meshaske noisa because you clearly are not having kavana. So we will put him in his place. I raise him a guna because it's Maguna, the mere fact that he didn't have Kavana. It's Meshaskin Oisei because of the fact that he didn't have proper Kavana. So before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. There's a lot going on in today's daf. But just one Ha'ara with regards to what we learned. And that is, the Mishnah said three things that if someone says it during davening, Meshaskin Oisei. Ho'imer al kantzipa yigiru rachamecha, Meshaskin Oisei. Al atoiv yizocher shemecha, Meshaskin Oisei. Moidem, moidem, Meshaskin Oisei. Again, ho'imer al kantzipa yigiru rachamecha, why is this Meshaskin Oisei? This is a very important Gemara. It's a Gemara that has in it a principle that really permeates a lot of the Teresh Vapeh. And that is, says the Gemara, Pligi Batreb, Rabbi Maravah. There was a machlokes between two Amiravim and Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. One said, because although what this person is saying is true, he's referencing Shiluach HaKan, and in the midst of Shiluach HaKan, you see that Hashem had Rachmanis on the Tzipor, but don't say it so loud, because you're going to make the other creations of Hashem jealous. So he's matal kinah b'mayis bereishis, that's why it's not a good idea. The other man, Amar, said, no, the reason Mishaskin Oisai is because what he's saying is not true. Because he's suggesting that he understands why there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and that it's somehow related to Al Kant Sipar Yagir Rachamecha. It's related to Rachmi Hashem. And it's not true, because really, Midoysa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rachamim, rather, Einon Elo Gzeres. The Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan in Parshas Kisetze. He has a very, very long piece. And he begins with a comment that the Rambam made in the Meir Nevuchim. The Rambam says as follows. Tam Shiluach HaKan, the reason that there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, v'tam oisoy ve'esbenoy, v'yisishchatu b'yoymecho, it's the same as the reason for the Isser in the Torah of Oisoy ve'esbenoy, v'yisishchatu b'yoymecho. So a person's allowed to shecht animals. At the same time, the Torah says that if you're going to shecht an animal, you shouldn't shecht the mother and the son on the same day. What about the father and the son on the same day? So choshen lezerav, in choshen lezerav, some of the most difficult sugyas in the sechtes chulin. But for sure, a mother and a son, and maybe also a father and a son, and a daughter. There's a halach of oisoy ve'esbenoy, v'yisishchatu b'yoymecho. It says the Rambam that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan and the mitzvah of Oisei Vespanoi Leisishchatu B'yamechon are both the same thing. It's Kedei Lihizor Shiloi Nishchait HaBen Le'enei Ha'en. The idea is that don't shecht the child in the eyes of its mother. So if you're going to take the child, Shiluach HaKan, without sending away the mother, so the mother's going to have to watch her children taken away? That's not nice. To shecht the mother and the child on the same day, so if you shecht the mother first, memela. But what happens if you shecht the child first? So the mother again is going to have to watch its child being slaughtered in front of it. Says the Rambam, that's not good. Says the Rambam, because animals have sensitivities to this. They understand what's going on. Meaning, even though animals don't have a complex brain like human beings have, but what they need in order to feel hergeshim towards their children, they have. And just like we understand, you have to be sensitive to a human being not to cause him tsar, so too there's an element of tsar balichai when it comes to animals. In fact, we know there's machlokes in Shas, Perkei Lemetzias, and other places, tsar balichaim deiraisa, tsar balichaim derabanan. You know, we don't find anywhere an idea of tsar balichaim when it comes to human beings. So you have tsar balichaim by behemoths. You don't have tsar balichaim by human beings. And the Chavos Yor was asked this question in a tshuva. He said, how come there's no mitzvah of tsar balichaim when it comes to a human? He said something unbelievable. He said, because a human being can control his emotion. He can control his tsar. He can work on himself, self-development. He has the means and the tools to be able to overcome any pain that he may be in. An animal doesn't have the ability to do that. So if you're mitzayer an animal, he's going to be mitzayer. If you're mitzayer a human being, he can get over it. There's tools that Hashem gave him to be able to overcome that. So tsar balichaim is actually more chomer when it comes to a behemah than when it comes to another. Because by behemah, tsar balichaim deraisa, there's no such halach of tsar balichaim, even though we're balichaim, when it comes to a human being. So regardless, says the Rambam, there's a reason for Shiluach HaKan. It's the same as the reason for Oisoy Vespinoy, Leisishchatu B'yoymechot, and it's based on the idea that a mother has sensitivities towards its children, even behemoths, and it's for that reason you can't harm a child in the presence of the mother. Says the Rambam of the Meir Nevuchim, you can ask me a question. You can ask me a kasha from a Gemara. A Gemara Mesechtes Brachis Daf Lamid Gimel Amid Beis, which is also a Gemara Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chafei Amid Aleph. Oimer Al Kan Tzipi Yagiyu Rachamecho Nishaskin Oisoy. So you see clearly that Shiluach HaKan has nothing to do with having Rachmanis. It has nothing to do with this idea. It's Ein Anelo Gzeirois, says the Rambam. I quote, Kizehu achas mishtei svaris. It's only one of two pshatim that the Gemara gave. Va'anachnu machzikim b'svara hashenis sheyir b'chol mitzvahs tam. And we don't pass like that time in the Gemara. So it says the Rambam, it's true, the Gemara did suggest that. But at the end of the day, that's not the real reason. Meaning, there's two timing that the Gemara gave. What comes out is a nafkamina gedoyla between these two shittas. Do mitzvahs have reasons? Or do mitzvahs not have reasons? Says the Rambam, I'm clearly going like the man Dama that holds that mitzvahs have reasons. And by the way, the whole Meir Nevuchim is all predicated on the Rambam explaining the Tama mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, you're going to ask me questions. How could I do that? Al toshav alai. Don't forget about that Gemara, because that Gemara is b'machloik yishnuya. And I'm going like the other Amora b'marava who held that the reason Oimer al kansipa yagir rachamecha m'shaskinoy is not because the guy's wrong, he's right. But it's b'mdeisha matal kinu b'maisa v'reishas. That's the reason that we come out with. So this is a dvar agoda, really, meaning two reasons for a halacha psuka, a mishnah, something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Oh, there's a lot of nafkaminas. The whole Meir Nevuchim, the whole Sefer Achinuch, anything that's been written over the millennia related to Tamei HaMitzvahs is really Tolly in a Machloikas HaMeirom, Shtei HaMeirom V'Marava, this Gemara that we just learned right here. Incidentally, as it relates to the reason for Shiluach HaKan, so this is something that we spoke about at the end of Masechta Schulin, the very last dafin in Masechta Schulin. So the Pashup Shad is what the Ramban brings here, B'Shem the Rambam in the Merit of Eichem, but there's another reason. And that reason is brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, Shaleach Teshalech Esoeim, so it's the mother starts crying, she wants to be together with her children. It's Ma'orer in Shamayim, Rachmei Shamayim, that our mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, should start crying over the fact that we're in Golis and we're not together in Yerushalayim and we're not able to serve Hashem the way we were once able to serve Hashem. The Chavos Yor Teshuva brings this Zohar, Chavos Yor quotes the Zohar, and he says that there'd be a very big nafkemina lahalacha between the two reasons. There'd be a nafkemina halacha between the two reasons. What's the nafkemina? Should a person go out of his way to try to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? Right, when the Torah mentions Shiluach HaKan, what does the Torah say? You happen to be traveling. You bumped into the Shiluach, to the Tzipar. It just so happens that it was there, it was on the side of the road, you go ahead and do it. Is there any idea to try to proactively put yourself in a situation where you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? Says the Chavos Yor, according to the Rambam's reason, that it's related to Rachamim, so why are you going out of your way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? There's an idea that if you want the bird, so shalech the shalach haseh, make sure you do it in a sensitive way. Don't take the children away in its mother's presence. But according to the Chavos Yor, every time you mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, you're being ma'orer rachmei shamayim. So says the Chavos Yor, there would be an idea to go out of your way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. The Chassam Sofer brings this Chuvas Chavos Yor. We're going to digress for a second. Can't control myself. In Orach Chaim Simin Kuf, Simin 100, in Shailos the Chuvas Chassam Sofer, and he says over there that he thinks he has a raya from a Gemara, not like the Chavos Yor. An unbelievable raya. V'ruyin hadvarim l'misha amrim. Says the Chassam Sofer, because the Gemara says, Shiluach HaKan is noig ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. And the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? Why would you think Shiluach HaKan should be noig in Eretz Yisrael, not a chutz la'aretz? It's pasha that it's noig ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Says the Gemara, a reason. Says the Chassam Sofer, that it's loit desire. I could tell you a nifladigger reason why the Mishnah had to say that Shiluach HaKan is noig baretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Because there would have been a havamina that maybe Shiluach HaKan is only noig b'chutz la'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. Because Lord, the Zoya, the whole Yisoid of Shiluach HaKan is to be ma'orer the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's a mitzvah that's only noig in Golos. But when we're in Eretz Yisrael, what do you need a mitzvah Shiluach HaKan for? When everything is going the way it's supposed to be. So it says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shiluach HaKan is noig baretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. The Chiddush is not chutz la'aretz. The Chiddush is Eretz Yisrael. Always the Chiddush is Chutz La'aretz. No, the Chiddush is Eretz Yisrael because you would have thought like the Zohar's reason. Says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, it comes out that the Talmud Bavli didn't hold like the Zohar. So there's a Machloikis Bavli and Zohar. Whenever there's Machloikis Bavli and Zohar, we paskin like the Bavli. So says the Chassam Sofer, like the Chavos Yor is nafkemina la'halacha. Should you go out of your way or should you not go out of your way? It comes out we don't paskin like the Zohar. There's no winning to go out of your way for Shluch HaKan. It's a Chuvas Chassam Sofer in our Chaim Simen Kuf. On that note, a daf Gemara says the Mishnah If somebody says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the good people, they all bench you. That's minus. Why? Because you're suggesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to hear from the Toivim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from everybody. Incidentally, min mitamida yeshay noitzri, that's a minustig idea. That there's some people, there's a select group of people that they're worthy of serving Hashem. That's something that we don't believe in. We believe that everybody can serve Hashem. In fact, this is a Mishnah also, Masechtas Megillah, and Rashi over there, Masechtas Megillah, rings as a makar to this halacha, the Chelbana. So we spoke about the Chelbana of Masechtas Krisis. We have raid bites on there. But the Chelbana was one of the Samamani Keteiras. And the Chelbana was Rechayra, had a very, very bad smell. But it was included in the Keteiras. And Chazal took from the Chelbana a tremendous Musar that even a Rasha, even a Peshaya, even he has a place in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear from him also. So if somebody says, Yevarchucha Toivim, he's going against the spirit of the Chelbana. Hareza Midarche Minos. Interesting. If somebody damas video on the Torah and he makes a mistake, so if he skips a bracha, that's what Rashi says Tahir means. So somebody else should get up and he should come in his place. And this other person, the backup, he shouldn't stop playing games. I don't know, I'm not sure, my throat. This is not the time for that. Meaning, ordinarily, if somebody approaches you to daven for the yomid, so you're supposed to go through the spiel. This is not the time for the spiel. I was holding a middle shmei nasri. The chazan just made a mistake. Someone has to get up to the breitel and do what he has to do. Says the Mishnah, who maschel? Where's he supposed to? Mehechnu maschel. Where should he start from? Mitchilas habracha shetazeh. Go back to where so this person skipped the bracha. So let's say he skipped slachlan. So go back to slachlanu and then continue the shmei nasri from there. Even if they had teva lo yana amen achra kayanim. Should the bal tefila answer amen after the Kohanim make the Birchas Kohanim? So the Mishnah says no. But Bnei Atiruv, because we're afraid that he's going to get confused. That's why Lahalacha, so you have to take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, but Lahalacha, today being that we use Sidurim, so a lot of these Halachas with Bnei Atiruv are not so negay. I think the Halacha is, don't quote me on this, but I think the Halacha is that you're not supposed to answer Amin about Tefillah after the Bracha that the Kohen makes on Birchas Kohanim, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvayis HaVetzivanu, but on the actual Brachos, that you are supposed to say amen for. Let's say he's the only kohen and he's also the bal tefila. Should he duchen? No, he shouldn't duchen. If he's comfortable with the fact that he'll duchen, he'll be able to go back and resume his tefila like a mensch, then it's okay. Why shouldn't he duchen? So Rashi says because when the kohanim duchen, they have to face the tzibur. It's good for a bal tefila not to see the tzibur because you might get stage fright. It's like this, the bal tefila is always facing in the other direction, right? All he sees is the Aruch Kodesh. She has nothing to worry about. But when you face the Olam, it can get scary. So the Kohen, if he's the Bal Tefillah, he's going to have to face the Olam. He may get scared. That's the idea. If somebody asks you to daven for the Yomitz, he's supposed to initially say you don't want to go. The name is Sarif. Let's say no, you jump right away. You know, you get the hint. In a second, you're up there. Daila Chakima Biramiza. So Daila Tavshal Shem Emel. You compare to a Tavshal that has no salt. You're not salty. In the Sarif Yosemidai. Let's say you play the game. Nah, I don't want. And you know you waste a half hour. Then you're like a tafshel that has too much salt. You have to understand the mashal. Case of the oyster. What should you do? So what's the proper way of doing it? The first time they ask you down for the yom and say no, it's not. Shnei, the second time mahaviv, start getting up, but very slowly. Shlishes, poishu the other ragla v'yoyed. Then you should down for the yom. Tanu rabban and shloisha. There are three things: ruban kasha and muyutan yafa. If you have too much of it, it's not good. A little bit of it is good. Three things that are very good in moderation. The Elohe, Sa'ar, yeast, putting yeast into dough, melach, salt, v'sarvonos. When it comes to this idea of refusing to daven for the yomid, a little bit is good, too much is not so good. Amar Rav Huna, Tavish, Olish, Vishoinos, if a Bal Tefillah made a mistake during one of the first three brachos, chayzel l'rosh. So when you go back to the beginning of the first three, meaning the first three is a set. Ben Tzoyis, if you made a mistake in the middle, brachos, chayzel atachoyin. Then you go back to atachoyin. Atachoyin is the first of the middle set. Bachroinis, if you made a mistake by the last group, chayzel avoyde, then you go back to Ritzir. Asim Rav Asi says, and Tzoyis ain't lam seder. The middle ones have no seder. Meaning you made a mistake, just go back to the one which you made a mistake and go from, you don't have to start again from atachoyin. Asim Rav Sheish says, meichanu chayzer, mitchilas habracha, shetazer, we're supposed to go back to, you're supposed to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So this is a kasha. Rav Huna said that you always go back to the beginning of the set, and here it says mehechanu chayzer metchilas habracha shetaze. Meaning, Bishlam, according to Rav Asi, in the middle set, you can go back to the bracha in which you made a mistake. So this Bryce is talking about the middle set, but according to Rav Huna, even the middle set, you go back to the beginning of the set. So what does it mean chayzer metchilas habracha shetaze? The Gemara says tufta de Rav Huna. No, I'm like Rav Huna. Rav Huna will tell you, and so is kulo chadav berchasan inu. It says go back to the beginning of the bracha means the beginning of the set, because the time of this Bryce is considered the set as one bracha. We just explained the Gemara, Pashut Pshat. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi clearly had a different understanding in the Gemara. Ayin Shom, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, La'ilam al-Yishu Adam Tzracha, Lo'i B'Sholosh Vayis. A person shouldn't ask for anything personal during the first three brachas, V'lo'i B'Sholosh Achronis, not during the last three brachas, Elo Ben Tzoyis, during the middle brachas. That's what you're supposed to ask for your personal things. Amar Rab Chanino, again Rab Chanino, Rishonis, Damir La'Eved Shemesadeh Shvach Lefnei Rabbi. The first three brachas, you're supposed to feel like an Eved who's being Mesader Shvach Lefnei Rabbi, meaning you're about to ask your Rebbe for something, you're about to ask your king for something. So first you praise him. And Tzoyis, Doimel Avich Mavakish Prasmi Rabbi. The middle ones, that's where you're at, that's the ask. Achroinois, the latter bracha is Doimel Eved Shekibo Pras Mei Rabbi V'Niftav HaHoylechlein. Then you're supposed to ask, you're supposed to thank your master, you're supposed to thank the Melech for him giving you, granting you your request. Incidentally, it sounds a little like from the Lashon HaGemara that the idea of Moedim, the idea of Hoydah, of the last three brachas, is you're thanking Hashem, not for everything he always done, that too. But there's an idea of, I just asked you for certain things. Atochayne, slachlonu, rifa'enu, barichaleinu, shmakaleinu. That was the ask. if somebody grants you what you asked for, you thank him. It's Aleph Beis. It sounds like Doima Le'evet Shekibo Pras Mirabin. You just asked for the pras, now you got the pras. The nift of a hoylachla. I think that's a little bit of a unique understanding in the last three brachas of what moedim is. Something worth thinking about, I think. Tadu Rabbana, Maisa, the Talmud Echad, Shalof Neim Teva. There was a story with a Talmud Echad who went to Dam Fri Yomid, Bifnei Rabbi Eliezer, in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer. So we had the Baal Tefila who was in the presence of Rabba. We had the Baal Tefila who was in the presence of Rabbi Chanina. Now we have Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. You're davening Fri Yomid in Rabbi Eliezer Gadol's minyan. And he was davening a very long Shemayna Esrei. Amr Lai Talmidav says, Talmidim told him, Rabbeinu Kama Archun, who said, wow, he's davening such a long Shemayin Esri. It must be very chashev. Amal Emsi told him, Klum Mayrich Yoisami Moshe Rabbeinu. What is he being more Mayrich than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Chsib Beis, Abom, Yoi, that's Abom Laila. No, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. He davened much longer. He davened for 40 days and 40 nights. Shuk, Maisab Talmud Echad, the story with the Talmud Shiyol, if they had to have the Rabbi Yazvayim, the Katsu Yoisab, that was davening very short. Amal Talmud of Kama Katsu, is there? Why? He davened very short. Amal Emsi told him, Klum Katsu Yoisab, is he davening shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Chsib, Moshe Rabbeinu, davened the shortest Shemayin Esri. What does the pasuk say? What was the context? The context was when Miriam was sick. When Miriam became a mitzayra, she had saras because she spoke lashon hara on Moshe. So Moshe Beiru davened that Miriam should have a refuah. And what was the tefillah? Kel na refon nala. I'm Rabbi Yaakov said, I'm Rabbi Chizda, name Rabbi Chizda. Kal mevach, Yishrach me'al chaveru. If somebody damas for his friend, it's not last kishmoy. You don't have to mention the chayla's name. If someone damas for a chayla, he doesn't have to mention the chayla's name. Shenema, because Moshe Beiru davened for Miriam, she was the chayla, and the pasuk says, Kel na refon nala, for the kemat kishmoy to Miriam, you don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the name of Miriam Exel. So just to stop here for a moment and to mention two ha'aras. So the Gemara says that there was once a Baal Tefila who davened in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer. The second story, Vayemekatzer Yosef Midai. Amalei Talmidav says Talmidim told him, Kamei Katzer Nuzer. Amalei, he said, Klum Mekatzer Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not davening shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Dichsiv, it says by Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam that she should have a refuah. And what does the pasuk say? Kel na refana la. One line, literally a few words. That was the whole Shemayin Esrei in the Chumash Hagra. On that pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, they bring from the Sefer Boinei Yerushalayim that was written by Reb Chaim Uri, who was the son of Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Mivilna. So who was Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Mivilna? He was Rabbi Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna's brother. Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna was the author of the Cheshek Shloimeh. He was the author of the Binyan Shloimeh, one of the great Gaonim in Europe during the 19th century. He was known as the Vilna Gaon, as the Vilna Dayan, sorry. He was known as the Vilna Dayan. And his Akdama to his Binyan Shloimeh, he talks a lot about his brother, Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Mivilna, who Nebuch died young. One of the things he brings is that when his brother was a child, they were readying him Shaduchim before his bar mitzvah. They were readying him the nicest Shaduchim. All the Gvirim in Europe wanted to take him as an Edom. And he said that his father once commented, he said that he thinks now, with the whole Shidduch situation of his son, he has a teretz to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Which Kasha? We say by a bris, Kishem Shnichnas Lebris, Ken Yikones Letoira, Ula chupa, ula masim toivim. And the Beis Yosef asks that he doesn't understand the nusach. Can you kones le toira ula chupa, ula masim toivim? When does a person go to the chuppah? It's a mishnah. Bench my nesra in the chuppah. The ideal time is when you're 18 years old. That's when you're supposed to get married. Masim toivim is when you become bar mitzvah. You come bar mitzvah when you're 13. So what's this lashon toira and then chuppah masim toivim? It should have been maisa toivim and then chuppah. So he said, with my son now, I have a teretz. He said, what we're vinching on the child is that he should be such a superstar that they should be reading him shaduchim even before the bar mitzvah. That before masim toivim, they should already be talking about chuppah. Bin Yishloim brings this to the Nakhdama. They're safe for Bin Yishloim. Either way, Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Mivilna was a guy in Oilam, and he had a son, Rabbi Chaim Uri, who said like this. He heard in the name of the Vilna Goyen. He was a Vilna Yid. He said he heard from the Shem, the Vilna Goyen, that the Vilna Goyen said that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened for Miriam, said, Kel na refon na la. He said the word not twice. He said, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a Messiah, that if somebody davens and he says the word not twice, Bevada yukubel tefilasai. There's a haftacha that the tefillah is going to be answered. So had Moshe Rabbeinu know that? See, the Vilna Gaon said that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah. So initially the Malachim put up a fight. They didn't want to let Moshe take the Torah, right? No, hitchal Hashemayim. He said, "Mayu Lodisha Beinenu. The Torah doesn't belong by you. The Torah belongs by us." Eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu, through a debate, was able to win, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah. And the Gemara says the Malachim Amayda. Not just that, they gave him matanos. The Af Malach HaMavis Masal Eidavar. Even the Malach HaMavis gave him Matana. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Peitesa Men Alvitz, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi's Memra. What was the Dover that the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu? Said the Vilna Gaon, this was the Dover. That if a person davens, the Malach HaMavis said, "I'll give you some inside information. If you say the word not twice, I'm out." That's somehow, that's an ability to stop me. No, twice has a special kach. So the Goyen said that that's pshat in the beginning of Parshas Vaschan, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Vaschan al Hashem, Beisahi Leimar. What did he say? Ebronov era. Let me enter Eretz Yisrael. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. He davened that he davened that he davened 515 times, and he davened Leimar, he davened that he should have kavanah to be able to daven, like we spoke out from the Chassam Sofer. Ebronov. What did Hashem say? Al Toysef Ravloch. So the Vilna Gaon types, you know what he said? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ebra no. The error. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say, the error no. He had this trick, he knew this from Miriam. He knew it. Kale no, Rafa no, done. Miriam had a Rafa Shalema. So that's what Moshe wanted to say. Ebra no, the error no. Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Al-Toysev. Don't say that word again. Because if you say the word no again, I'm going to have no choice. That's the haftacha. Now you're going to have to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is not supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. He was not destined to be able to enter the land. And that was the issue. That's the first order. The second order is that the Gemara says, if somebody davens for somebody, a chayla, you don't have to mention the chayla's name. How do you know that for Moshe? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for Miriam. Miriam's the chayla. And Moshe Rabbeinu just said, Kel no Rafa no law. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, Miriam Bas Yecheved. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu just said, Kel no Rafa no law. And we learn from there a very important halacha that someone who davens for Chayla does not have to mention the Chayla's name. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Erechayim Simen Kuf Yotes, stating that the Magen Avraham brings B'Shem the Maril. That this that Chazal said, HaMevachish Rachman Val Chavir in Tzarek Laske Shemoy, Hani Bili Befanov. That's only true if you're in the presence of the Chayla. Aval Kishim Espal Shalei Befanov. But if somebody davens for a Chayla, not in the presence of the Chayla, Tzarek Laske Shemoy, then already you do have to mention the Chayla's name. As I state the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yotes, in the name of the Maril. The Chassam Sofer, in his Pirush on Shas, in Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Mem Amar Aleph says that with this Maril that the Magen Avraham quotes in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yotes, you can understand a very puzzling Gemara in Mesechtes Nedarim. The Gemara over there says as follows: Kiyos Rav Dimi Yomar Kol Mevaker Es Achoyla Goyim Loy Sheyichya. If someone's Mevaker Achoyla, he's Goyim Loy Sheyichya. V'she'ena Mevaker, and if someone's not Mevaker, Goyim Loy Sheyomus. If someone's not Mevaker Achoyla, he's Goyim Loy Sheyomus. He's going to cause the person to die. So if someone's Mevaker Achoyla, Goyim Loy Sheyichya. If you're not Mevaker, you're somehow Goyim Loy Sheyomus. So the Gemara is bothered by that. What does it mean Goyim Loy Sheyomus? My Grom, Ilema Kol Mevaker Es Achoyla. Mevakish olav rachman sheyichya v'chol she'ei mevaker mevakish olav sheyomus. What? Someone's not mevaker chayim, he's going to daven that he should die. Elas, the Gemara says you're right. What it means is kol she'ei mevaker ein mevakish olav rachamim loy sheyichya v'loy sheyomus. Says the Chassam Sofer, this Gemara is a little dachuk. We have to figure out what's going on over here. There was a havamina that if someone's not mevaker chayla goyim loy sheyomus. He says like this, because if there's a chayla, people daven for the chayla. He said, but a shteita mekubalim. That's what he brings. He brings B'Shem the Mekubalim. That the Mekubalim say that when somebody davens for a Chayla and he mentions the Chayla's name, even though, of course, by being masked the Chayla, so there's an idea of Rachamim and of course there's an idea of Refuah Krayva Lavoi because of the fact that you mentioned the name of the Chayla. But at the same time, anytime someone's name is mentioned, on some level it's Ma'orer a little bit of Din on that person. Now, says the Mekubalim, that of course he's supposed to daven for a Chayla, because it's Karav L'Schara Yedei Tefillah Yoyser than the Ktsas Hefzer that there's going to be by not davening for the Chayla. But at this, or that by that, there will be by mentioning the Chayla's name, I'd be ma'ir a little bit of din. But at the same time, it comes with a little bit of an invoice. Anytime a chayla's name is mentioned, there's a little bit of din. Says the Chasam Sofer, if somebody goes to be mevakeh chayla, so then you can daven for the chayla without mentioning the chayla's name. That's the one we just learned, the way the Magen Avraham brings it, Hashem the Maril. But if you're not going to be mevakeh chayla, and then you're going to daven Korim Leshayamos. On some level, there's an element of Korim Leshayamos, because you're going to daven. And Avadi, you should do it, because it's also Korim Leshayichya. But it's also Korim Leshayamos. And that's the point. That's what the Gemara means. That's the oimik of the Gemara. As I said, Chasam Sofer. Something mamish unbelievable. It's interesting, because, you know, we talk about the mitzvah of Bikur Chayla. So what's Pashim Shad in the mitzvah of Bikur Chayla? So make the person feel good, right? That's for sure. You ask the man on the street, why did you do Bikur Chaylon? It's chesed. But the Rambam doesn't list it in his minyan mitzvahs. He says it's included in the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. This is basic ben adam l'chaver. Somebody's not well, you give the person chizik, you go over and you sit with him. The tour in Yerudea, Simon Shin Lamed Hei, he brings from the Ramban, who was very mayrich in the halacha Bikur Chaylon, and he says, my hilchas Bikur Chaylon is, I'm going to quote the Ramban, in k'tzaz deyos acheroi sha'achnes boy, and then afterwards I'm going to tell you the maskon of my father, the Rosh. The Torah was the Rosh's son. So he says, my Simon Shin Lamed Hei, my hilchas Bikur Chaylon is primarily the Ramban, with a few ha'aris, with the maskon of the Rosh. This is what he says. Anyway, so he says, so what's the idea of doing Bikur Chaylon? This is how he starts. Amar Rab Yitzchak. This opening comment. Breder Rav Yehuda, lo'olam yivakish adam shlo yechla. Person should daven that he shouldn't get sick. I'm sorry, I'm reading from the wrong place. U'mitzvah g'doy lehila mevakir. This is the line. It's a mitzvah g'doy to Bikur Chaylon. Why? This is the most basic halacha of Bikur Chaylon. The primary reason for Bikur Chaylon is to daven for the person. That is the main reason. The main reason is to daven. And apparently, that's most manifest by going to the person, sitting with him, and davening with this new appreciation without even having to mention the chayla's name. So like this, there's no goyim lo shayamos chalila. You don't have to worry about this kitchen in Shemaim that the Chasam Sofer brings. B'shem the Mekubal. Ramosha, in a tshuva, in Igris Moshe, it's Yerudei Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Chav Gimel. See, discussed over there, if you could be mevakeh chayla yedei telephone. Right? Is there a mitzvah to be mevakeh? Let's say you can't visit somebody. Call the person. Write him a letter. Is that Bikur Chaylon? Do you get the mitzvah? Of course, it's a nice thing. But do you get the mitzvah Bikur Chaylon? So he talks about it. Now, lefi hanal, a telephone, that's not pafanov. So even if you could get the mitzvah through the telephone, quote unquote, or any other form of social media, but obviously, if you do it in person, it's better. Why? Chasam Sofer, the Mekubalim, this kitchuk. But Toich Tvar, when he talks about it, he says something beautiful. He says, "Is Bikur Chaylon a mitzvah she'efshal lasuis al yedei acherim?" My cotton daf test, right? Certain mitzvahs take precedence over others, and one of the barometers of a mitzvah is could someone else do the mitzvah or not? So, at first glance, you would say maybe yeah, because a lot of Bikur Chaylon is to make sure the chaylon is being taken care of. But says Rav Moshe, just one line. This is the punchline. Aber yesh chiluk bein tfilo v'shar inyonim. She b'shvil tfilo hi mitzvah she'i efshel asoys ha'yidei acherim. When it comes to tefillah, it's a mitzvah she'i efshel asoys ha'yidei acherim. Da'av she'gam acherim yispa'alu. Even if you know that other people are davening for this chaylo. Mikamokim adiv kishiyesh oid mispa'alu l'malav. The more mispa'alim for a chaylo, the better it is for a chaylo. U'b'shar inyonim, mitzvah she'i efshel asoys ha'yidei acherim. As it relates to other things, Bikur Chaylon is a mitzvah she'efshal asla yachir. V'nafkemin aladin, yulin yin hadam, my God, after that, Zayin Shah. But says Rav Moshe, as it relates to the tefillah component, this isn't just a mitzvah. This falls into the category of a mitzvah she'i yafshal asla yachir yachir. Zokti war, tana rabbanon, elu brachos, sha'adam sha'icha behel. So there's certain parts of Shemayin Esrei where we bow. When are you supposed to bow? So we know the salach. But avos, the bracha of avos, tchila in the beginning, v'saif, right? The big baruch atah, and then again by Magen Avraham. By Moedim, Tchila V'Soif. In the beginning, when you say Moedim, Hatoiv Shimcha L'chana L'Hoidis. Then Ba, L'Suach B'Soif, Kol Bracha Bracha. What if you want to bow by every Bracha? U'B'Tchila's Kol Bracha Bracha. Then we tell them not to do it. Amrav, Shem Ben Pazim, Shuvah Lein, Shemar Kapara, Hedyid, Kamay Sharman. Everything that we just said, all the aforementioned, this is all Negeya Hedyid. Meaning, this is Negeya, simple man. What about a Koyin Gadol? B'Soif Kol Bracha U'Bracha. He's supposed to be Koyreya. He's supposed to bow at the end of every bracha. The Hamelech, what about the king? even more. Tchilas kol bracha ubracha, v'soiv kol bracha ubracha. I'm right, Yisabar HaNachmedi, l'dim b'fish l'minei b'shul m'levi. I heard from b'shul m'levi a little differently. Hedyid k'may shamar. Hedyid is what we said, what we all do. Kain gadol tchilas kol bracha ubracha, kain gadol in the beginning of every bracha, meaning not in the end of every bracha, hamelech, what about the king, kivin shakara, he goes, baruch ato Hashem, he gets down on the floor, or he gets into a state of where he's kareya, shuvein is like, he's not supposed to get up afterwards. Shenema v'hikach leit shleim l'spal v'goymer, kom v'lifnei mizbeach Hashem, Mikroy al Birkov. Shlomo HaMelech got down to Davin, and he literally got, he was Mikroy al Birkov, he was on his knees the entire time. So when we do our Kriya, you know, when we bow, so we all know what we do. Says the Brown brings a Braisa that once upon a time it was done a little differently. There were different forms of Ishtachava. Tanu Rabbani. Kida alapai. One was called Kida. So Kida was something that not a lot of people knew how to do. In fact, the Gemara says that Levi once did Kida and he was hurt as a result of that. He got injured. So Kida is that you're standing and your face, you have to be in good shape to do this, touches the ground. What's kriya al birkai? You get down on your knees. There you literally, you lie on the ground, you prostrate yourself on the ground. You see it, means arts. I saw a bai v'rova when, Rashi says, when it came time to say tachanun, so they didn't get down on the ground the way other people did. Apparently, most people, when it came time to say tachanun, they would literally lie on the ground, yadayim and raglayim, they would lean a little bit to the side. Tani chada, hakareya b'ayda, reza m'shubach. One Braisa says that if someone's kareya by moidim, it's a good thing. Tani yidach, reza m'guna. So the Mara says, l'kashak, ha-bitchila, ha-la-basayif. One is in the beginning of moidim, one is at the end of moidim. Rava, kare b'ayda, tchila b'sayif. Rava used to do karem, like we do, in the beginning and at the end. Amalei Rabbanon, am I kovet mar hachi? Why are you doing it that way? Amalusi told me, chazir l'rav nachmin de kare, v'chazir l'rav sheshes de kovet hachi. This is what I saw. I observed this by the free de gedoylon. I saw by Rav Nachman, I saw by Rav Sheshes. Vatanya, but the Gemara says, I hear, but what's beside in the other Amalei Rav? Hakarei b'ayda, reza magunas. The Gemara says, ahi b'ayda sheba halal. That's if someone starts going kairim, by halal, that's already not good. That's also called hayda. Vatanya, but the Gemara says, not true, because hakarei b'ayda ube hayda shel halal, reza magunas. It says hayda, and then it singles out hayda shel halal. So what does that mean? It means that when it says hayda, it doesn't mean halal. So the Gemara says, kitanya hi, but hayda de berchas hamazon. No, that's referring to is the hayda of berchas hamazon. One more ha'ara before we continue, and that is that you see that when it comes to going kairim, bowing during Shemoneh Esrei, so the halacha varies depending on your position of prominence. So the hedyet does avos tchila b'soif, he does a bayda tchila b'soif. The kohen gadol was b'soif kol bracha u'bracha, and the melech was tchila kol bracha u'bracha, v'soif kol bracha u'bracha. Then the Gemara had another version of how this went. So why is the kohen gadol, why does he have to bow more? Why does the king have to bow even more than him? Zok Rashi, it's the top Rashi. Kol mashehu gadol b'yoyser, tzorech lahachinia ulahashpe loyser. The greater a person is, the more he has to work on his anava. The greater person has to work the most on his anava. So just one ha'ara, and that is the Chavis Havavis, where he talks about the midah of anava, says, it's in Shar HaKniya, so he says, V'hashvi, the seventh important thing that you should know as it relates to HaNava. He says, we have to learn from the Kayanim. The Kayanim had a mitzvah every single morning to go up the ramp of the Mizbeach, take a little bit of deshen. What's deshen? It's ashes. It's the equivalent thereof of the garbage. That's what it is. And they had to take a scoop full, bring it down, V'samei Yetzel HaMizbeach. What happened to all the other dash? And it sat there. Until when? Until it got too much. What they do when there was this huge hump of garbage, the Kayan again would have to go, he'd have to do a different mitzvah. Not Trumas Adeshen, Haitzas Adeshen. They're not literally the same thing. But there was a mitzvah of Trumas Adeshen, there was a mitzvah of Haitzas Adeshen. Says the Chavos Havavis, if you think about it for a second, why is the Kayan doing this? This seems like a job that you should have given to a czar. Shechita Ksheira Bazar, this should also be Ksheira Bazar. That's what you would think. This is what the Kayan does. And by the way, it's the first Avoida that was done every day in the basement. The first carbon was the Oilas Atomit. But the first Avoida, right, trivia question, what's the first Avodah that was done every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash? Trumas Hadash. That was the first mitzvah that was done. So why is this something that a Kohen did? And this is the first mitzvah. So says the Chavos Havavis that you see from this mitzvah, from the fact that even though the Kohen, Al Gdulas Malasai, still the Torah says, V'herim es Hadashim, V'chiva Yaboyre, Lohitzi es Hadashim, B'chol Yom Tomid, must be the messages. Tell the Kohen that you think you do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you're somehow more chashuv than everybody else. Gaiva, Yishofel ulahaser hagavus miliboy. That's the idea. As I talk to Chayvus Avavus, the Chasam Sofer in many places says that with this you could understand a comment that the Medrash makes that the Daskein of Bali Tosfos say, and that is in Parshas Tzav. So right in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, what does the Torah say? Tzav es aharon ve'ezbon of lema. Vayidaber shem al moishalim. Tzav es aharon ve'ezbon of lema. So is Torah Sa'ila. What's the first mitzvah? The mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshev. Lava shakoy midei bad, u'michnas ei bad yibel shab. Sorry, v'herim es Hadeshev, ha'chotoy chalo esh es o'eilo, ala mizbech, v'soma yetzel mizbech. The next pasuk talks about v'hoitzi es Hadeshev. Chazal say that, believe it or not, in the beginning of Parashat Tzav, it's the first time that Hashem ever spoke to Aharon. There's nine times in Parashat Vayikra, nine, the significance to that number, nine times in Parashat Bamidbar that Hashem communicated with the Kehanim. But every single time Hashem communicated with the Kehanim, you know who he spoke to? The Bnei Aharon. The Krivu Bnei Aharon. It always, Zarku Bnei Aharon. It always says, the Ktiru Bnei Aharon. The first time that Hashem speaks directly to Aharon, Tzavis Aharon, Ve'ez bon of Leymar, that's in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. So the Daskein of Bali Tosfos says that there's nine times that it says B'nei Aharon Parshas Vayikra, it's connected to nine times that it says Aharon's name by the Chet Egel. This was a punishment for Aharon for the fact that he was complicit in the Chet Egel. As I state in Daskein of Bali Tosfos. Oh, but the Chasam Sofer in a bunch of places, sometimes he says it B'kitzer, sometimes he says it Baruch in the Drashas. We've spoken about this many, many times. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's another point over here. Because the Chayvus Havavus said that, what was the message? What was the message of Truman? It was Anova. Who needed to get that memo more than anybody else? Aharon HaKohen. Because Aharon wasn't just the Kohen, he was the Kohen Gadol. And we just learned it in this Gemara that the higher the Madrega you're on, the more important it is for you to inculcate inside of you Midas Anova. You have to work on your humility more. We're Kireya four times during Shemoneh Esrei. The Kohen Gadol, every bracha. The Melech, the beginning and in the end, could be he has to be in a state of Kohen the entire time. Why? Because he needs it more, Zok Rashi. Because he's someone that's more vulnerable to be overcome by Gaiva. So as a result, he needs more messages. He needs to work on it more. The Kohen Gadol needed the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshah. Says the Chasam Sofer, the nine times that it mentions Bnei Aharon in Parashas Vayikra, Aharon didn't have to do the Avodah. It was a mitzvah she'efshel lasleis al-yadei acherim. In fact, he says Aharon's midah was Aharon was oyev shalom v'roidev shalom, oyev esabriyas v'makarvim l'toyra, that Chasam Sofer says that was a mitzvah that's greater than the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem didn't want to disturb Aharon. Aharon, do what you do. It's more important. Be makarv yidin, teach Torah. It's more chashuv, says the Chasam Sofer, than what the Kayhanim are doing. Let the Bnei Aharon do the Zrika. Let them do the Haktara, let them do the Kabbalah of the Trumas Hadeshen. That was a mitzvah she'ef shalasus idei acher. That's a message that Aharon also needed. In fact, he needed it more than anybody else. And that's why Tzavis Aharon, when it comes to the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, says the Mishnah Vayter. Hamispal, so we return to the person who's davening for the Amid, and he gets fablonged. He makes a mistake. Hamispal v'tah, so he's davening for the Amid, and he makes a mistake. Simin ralo, it's a bad sign. Vim shliach tzibur, if he's davening for the tzibur, he's the chazin, simin ralo shochav. Then it's a bad sign for everybody else. So where does it say Shluchay Shaladim Kamaisai in the Sechtes Brachas? Right here. They say about Rab Chanina Bedoisa. Show you Mispalal Ala Choylem. He used to daven for the Choylem. The Oymer, he would say Zechay Vezemes. After he would daven for the Choylem, he would predict. He would know which chayla was going to live and which chayla was going to die. Amalei, they told him, "Nay, not to yadeya." How do you know this? Amalehem, im shkura tefilas b'fi yadeya ani yishum makubal. I can tell from the way I daven. If my tefila shkura b'fi, I know it's going to work. Vim lav yadeya ani yishum maturav. If not, I know it's not going to work. By the way, that chasam soifer that we mentioned, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened v'aschanan al Hashem leima that he should be able to daven. This is what he said. He didn't just daven he should be able to have kavanah. He davened that it should be tfilosi shkura b'fi. Because you see, if a person davens and he doesn't make a mistake, he doesn't stumble, he doesn't fumble, it goes smoothly, it's a big koyach in his tfila. Says the Gemara, ahai. Hamispalul v'tah simin raloi. Which tefillah exactly are we referring to? Am Rabbi Chiyam, Rabbi Safram, Yishum Chadavei Rav. But obviously, it means the first bracha. The first bracha is the ish. Ikad Masal Abrais. Some had this comment that Rabbi Safram said in the name of one of Rebbe's Talmidim. But obviously, regarding a different halacha. halacha that we know about, halacha we spoke about recently. When you're damish benesu, you're supposed to be mechaven, which kavana? Pirish amilois, by every word. The many ochel mechaven v'kulam, let's say you can't be mechaven by all of it. Yechaven aslibe ba'achas. One is also good. B'diyevet. Ahai, which one? I'm Reb Chiya, I'm Rav Safra. Mishum chad bei Rebbe. Ba'avois. It's regarding avois. Either avois is referring to the person who made a mistake, it's a simin ra, when it's an avois. Or this is the one bracha that even b'diyevet, you have to have kavan for. Amra olav, a Reb Chanina. Says the Gemara. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa somehow knew that if his tefillah knacked, he knew chai. If not, yomus. What's the precedence for this? Meaning, what's the makar? I'm sure the no makar. It says, "Boyre nivsfasayim shalom shalom la rachayk v'lekarayv amar Hashem urafasim." So Rashi says, "Boyre" over here, literally, "boyre" means to create, but it's midrashim bari. Boyre nivsfasayim. If the nivsfasayim, if the tefillah was bari, was a healthy tefillah, then what does that mean? Urafasim. Skip to the end of the pasuk. This is going to be Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hanaviim kulon. All the Nevi'im that said Nevu'ah, meaning you have the Nevu'ah is the good Nevu'ahs, the Nevu'ahs L'toivah, that talk about all the wonderful things that are going to happen to people that do the right thing. All those Nevu'ahs were referring to someone that's connected to the Torah. For example, Masi Bitel Tam, he marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Lo'isa Prakmati El Talmud Chacham, he supports a Talmud Chacham. Ulahana Talmud Chacham in a Chasav, similar idea. Aval Tamid Chacham in Ma'atzma, but what about a Talmud Chacham? Someone that doesn't just marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, doesn't just do business for a Talmud Chacham, but he actually is a, he sits and learns Torah by himself. That person, the Nevi'im never said Nevu'ah about. You know why? Because that's Ayin Le'iras Alikim Zulascha Yasal Mechakaloi. That's something that we have no Sheikhs to. That's something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. The Nevi'im, with all their levels of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevu'ah, they could not tap into the level of Olam Haba that a person will get for actually learning Torah. All the Nevi'ahs that Nevi'ahs said was referring to Ma'aseh Mashiach. Avol Olam Haba relates to Olam Haba. Ayin Lo Yiras Ali Kibzu Lo Secho. Says the Gemara, Pligi De Shmuel. Amar Shmuel Ein Ben Olam Hazeh Ma'aseh Mashiach. Ela Shibe Malchus Bavad. This is clearly not like Shmuel, because Shmuel said that the only difference between the way the world is today and the way the world will look when Mashiach comes is Shibe Malchus. Today there's Shibud Malchus. When Mashiach comes, there'll be Malchus based David, based Hamikdash. There won't be Shibud Malchus. But what's the point? Where do you see a Machloikis? Because Rabbi Yochanan is saying, according to this version, that Kol HaNeviim Kulon Leinas Navu Eli Ma'aseh Mashiach. Meaning, all the Nevuos that the Nevi'im talk about, right? The wolf and lamb will live together and there'll be peace. La'isa Goyal Goycher of Elayim Muhammad. I mean, that's not Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Eli Ma'aseh Mashiach. Ela Shibud Malchus Bavad. That's a completely different world. So it must be. Shmuel holds the only difference in Shiva Malchias. Clearly, Rabbi Yochanan held not that. All the Nevuas that we have is all related to Bali Tshuva. Meaning, all the Nevuah that we have is the reward that the Bali Tshuva are going to get. But what about a person who never did an Aveira, and as a result, he never had to be a Bal Tshuva? We can't fathom. His reward is not fathomable. Ayolei Rasa Lekim Zulas Upliga De Ravavo. Says the Gemara, this thing that Rabbi Yochanan said is not meaning the first Rabbi Yochanan's comment, Kol HaNeviim Kulon Nesavali Maisa Mashiach, that's Upliga De Shmuel. This comment of Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, these are big statements, right? Every one is huge. This one is Pliga De Ravavo. What did Ravavo say? Also a classic. Dom Ravavo. Makam Shabali Tshuva. Oim Dem, Tzadikim Wurim, Oim Dem. Then at the place where the Bali Tshuva stand, the Tzadikim can't stand. Meaning the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik. That's mamish not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzaddik is greater than the Baal Tshuva. Because all the Nevuas is for the Baal Tshuva. What about the Tzaddik? We can't fathom that. Ayin Le'iras Alekim Zulascha. Rabbi Vos is just the opposite. B'makim Shabali Tshuva, oimdim Tzaddikim Gemurim Eino Noimdim. Shenema Shalom Shalom L'Rachik U'L'Karim. First it says L'Rachik B'rei Shavad U'L'Karim. So you see Shalom Shalom first for the Rachik, the person that was far. He would once upon a time was away from Hashem. He was distant. Then the Karv. My Rachik. What does Rachik mean? Shehayu Rachik midvar avera meikar. It means he was far. My Karv. Shehayu Karv midvar avera. The nisrachik mimenu hashto. Rachik and Karv is just the opposite. Rachik. He was Rachik from avera. He's really the tzaddik. Karv means he was Karv to the avera. My ayin leiros. What does ayin leiros mean? I'm Rav Shulman Levi. Say yayin hamishumer ba'anovav misheshes imay bereshes. Referring to the yayin hamishumer, the wine that was put away, aged from Sheshis Yemei Bereshis, above my pagan. Rav Shmuel Menachemini Omer, say Eden, it's referring to Eden. No one ever saw Eden. Kolbert Shenemar, Adam Arishon Heichon Hoya, began. Where was Adam Arishon? He was in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden. Not in Eden. Veshemba Tamer who Gan who Eden. Maybe you're going to tell me about the Gan and Eden. It's the same thing. Isn't it Gan Eden? No. Tamaloyim, Venar Yoitzim Eden. Lahashko, he says, Gan. the Nahar, a river, came from Eden, and it watered the Gan. So what do you see from there? Gan Lechud, the Eden Lechud excel. So just to end with one final R. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avol. Who's greater? The Tzadok Gomer, the person that never sinned, or the Baal Tshuva? The person that sinned and now he did tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan said all the nevuas were for the Baal Tshuva. But the Tzadok Gomer, we can't even fathom his Olam Haba. Plig to Rabbi Avol. Rabbi Avol said, Mokim Shabali Tshuva, Oimdem Tzadikim Gemurim, Einan Oimdem. So at first glance, it would seem reasonable to argue that it's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avol. And if it's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avol, chances are we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. A good rule of thumb. If it's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and anybody, there's a good chance that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So if it's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avol, l'chayru we pass like Rabbi Avol. Stating that, the Rambam says as follows. This is in Perek Zayin Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Dalet. Al Yedama Baal Tshuva Shum Meruchak Mimailas HaTzadikim Mepneyo Avoynois V'Achatoi Shasa. Baal Tshuva shouldn't think that he's distant from Hashem. Ein Adover Kei Elo Ohuv V'Nechmot Hu L'Fnei Aboyre K'ilu Echotam Yoylam. When a person does Tshuva, it's as if he never did an Avera. Rav Aaron says in Mishnas Rav Aaron Rosh Yeshiva that Tshuva is Oikur the Chet L'Mafreya. It's K'ilu L'Echotam Klal. In Yeshiva they say Mikanu L'Habol L'Mafreya. V'lo Yoyd Elo Sheschorei Harbe. He gets tremendous reward. Why? Shari Tom Tamachet Upiresh Mimenu V'Kavash Yitzray. The Tzaddik doesn't know what an Avera is. The person who's about Tshuva, he once did an Avera. He understands it's Kishmak. And now he's going and doing Tshuva. He's on a higher magic. Omru Chachamim, Mokim Shabali Tshuva, Oimdim Boy, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim, Chayvim Lamid Boy, Kaloimar, Malason Gedoyla, Mimailas Elo Shalai Chatum Eyalam. Their Madrega is a higher Madrega. Mipnei Shehen Koivshin Yitzram Yasameyam. Because they're Koivish, their Yitzer, more than what a regular person is. Meaning it's similar to the idea of Gadol HaMetzuva V'Oisa Yosem Mishayin HaMetzuva V'Oisa. What's the pshat? Because the Metzuvah Vaisa has a Yetzahara. The Metzuvah Vaisa, it's not the forbidden fruit. He doesn't have the Yetzahara. He doesn't have to do it. It's optional. If it's optional, so you don't have the same level of Yetzahara. The Baal Tshuva has a bigger Yetzahara. And as a result, he gets more schar. In other words, the Rambam clearly, in his Yad Chazaka, Perek Zayin Alocha Dalet Paskin, like Rabbi Avo, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Some want to say that this is a makar, that even though we have certain klolim in Shas when it comes to Psak Alocha, that's only in halachic disputes. But when it comes to Divrei Agada and Medrash, all those rules don't apply. So ordinarily, if this was a Shaila and Roiv and Chazaka in Lamdis, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan always wins. But when it comes to Divrei Agada, could be it's different. Maybe a Remez Ladover, as we know, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveira. We always pass it Rabbi Akiva. But by Agada, the Gemara says, Malcha Eitzel Agada. Right, there's many Gemaras where Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, what are you getting involved? Klach Eitzel Nagan V'Ahalas. And we spoke out once from the Lutzker Rav who said, Malach Eitzel Agada, that this is a riot. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Agada. Either way, it's different. The Klal Yashas maybe don't apply, but regardless, that's great for another day. The point is, Halacha L'Maisa, Mokim Shabali Tshuva, Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim, Gemurim Yechayvim Lamoid. We'll pick up on this tomorrow.